a false gospel here, but you did?
The people, yeah, this is not a... This, okay, they're not preaching a biblical gospel. They may have the faith in Christ, but they're not repenting. What we see is worldly, carnal people coming here to fulfill the lust of the flesh. That's exactly what this is. It's not of God. And so repentance is a turning of your mind and a turning of your ways to the things of God. That means your whole life is behind you and all things holy and good are going toward the Lord, right? And so if you do that, you'll be born again. Do you know that?
Yes.
You'll be born from above.
So I'm not born again because I wear makeup.
I didn't say that. You did. I didn't say
I'm
that.
I'm asking.
Okay,
I'm
I know that was
to
a
get
question.
Your point.
Okay, so let me talk. So if you're born from the Holy Spirit, let me finish the gospel real quick and I'll answer your question. If you're born with the Holy Spirit from above, now you're in the kingdom of God and out of Satan's kingdom, which this is. Now you walk in the kingdom of God in holiness and obedience, obeying the scriptures all the way until the day you die. You don't get salvation once and all the way till the day you die. You have to endure in that, right? Okay, you're nodding your head, so you understand that. You can't lose your salvation if you fall back into sin.
You can?
Oh, yeah. You definitely can. You can turn away. Look at the prodigal son. So, are you a born-again?
Yes.
Daughter of the Most High?
Yes.
Okay, so if you, how long have you been born again?
47 to 8.
Okay, so many, many years. Not just a couple years. Many years. So if you were reading the scriptures, and you were following his word and obeying it, you wouldn't be here. You'd be a godly, holy, set apart woman seeking after him in holiness and obedience. Do you see that we're out here calling this place out? We're not joined in it. We're standing out separate, and I'm teaching you a biblical gospel that they don't.
Where's your
on the back of it is a bunch of lies that man-made religion is teaching people. The 40,000 denominations out there, do you belong to one?
No.
40,000?
No. And here. I know there's a lot of false teachers out there right now. And
they're
a lot
here.
Of
you just had seven-day Adventists or a cult on the stage. Presbyterians are here.
Anabaptists
are here. Lutherans are here.
That's called ecumenicalism. So, and then you're joining in with them. You don't even know who you're sitting here.
So where do you guys worship?
We worship in spirit and truth, just like Jesus said.
Do you have
Jesus
a
said there'll come a place where you don't go to a building and do it like
I get
the people
that.
On stage.
We travel. I travel.
We do.
Full
we
time.
Travel the country and we fellowship like Jesus set up in the New Testament, house to house, home fellowship.
Okay,
that's how we do that.
Okay.
That's
but test
scriptural.
The denominations and the one you belong to, and you'll see they're keeping traditions that Jesus said makes your worship.
That's what I was trying to show you on the back of the car. There's a bunch of them on the back of the car.
I understand that, especially like you're in this territory. It's so heavy in Catholicism.
Well, it's more
that's
than
false
that.
Too.
Baptist, Methodist, Lutheran, Anabaptist, it's any of them, ma'am. Even the non-denominations. You don't go to any building on Sunday?
No. You don't need a building.
None? Okay, that's awesome. That's perfect. We don't meet a whole lot of
here?
People like that.
Just curious.
Yeah, so we wonder
because,
why you're here.
You know,
we love you. We're just curious.
Yeah, that's why we're here, ma'am.
Worldly concerts and that. And then I just thought, I've never been here before.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, maybe I could hear them uplifting my Lord.
Maybe we came just for you because this isn't biblical worship. You know what this is? Entertainment.
Yes, this is
Romans
entertainment.
8 said, yeah, see,
they're all
said
saying
it.
It's worship.
And we can't serve God in the flesh.
And they use
they
the
are.
Word worship in they this
do.
Area. I moved here from the West Coast, very liberal West Coast,
uh-huh.
And I didn't want to come here.
Yeah.
I came here in obedience to the Lord. I thought I was going to go to Texas to help evangelize down there. But anyway, I knew what was here. I had been here.
Worship is your everyday life lived obeying God, but that covers how you act, talk, live, how you dress.
And that kind of goes to the question you were mentioning about makeup and uncovered heads. The Bible does teach us godly women how to take care of the temple of the Holy Spirit, because you said you're born from above, right? You have the Holy Spirit within you. So does he not own your body, which is the temple of the Holy Spirit? He gets to tell you how to dress it, what to look at, what to listen to, right? The scriptures teach us all that. Well, he does have commands, they are commands for godly women to cover their head, which is their glory, and it shows their headship submission to God and to the male leaders in their life. It tells us not to adorn ourselves in 1 Timothy 2, which would be makeup, jewelry, tattoos, all the worldly things you see, coloring hair. 1 Corinthians 11 tells us to cover our head. So I'm answering the question that you asked me before. So those are commands for women.
And can I just throw something in? Here's the thing. It's really important. Because of the gospel, Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, his shed blood and his resurrection and our repentance to it, when we truly have the Holy Spirit, this is really the core of this whole thing. When you truly have the Holy Spirit, you want all truth and righteousness.
Right.
And what I find interesting is we came here to represent the biblical gospel, and the people that say they're gospel festivals, they hate the gospel. They got in our face and tried to throw us out early. The police, they called the police. The police came and said, you're absolutely fine. You're peaceful. You can stand here. It's a public park. They don't have the fruit of being truly transformed in their heart.
It's a very tough place to be here.
Well, it is all over the country. We actually travel all over the country. It's the same everywhere.
We were just in a place in Minnesota that's full of Wiccan and Wiccas and pagans. And it's all over. We're in the last days.
Yes,
and guess what? Can I tell you something? These people are deceiving themselves if they think Satan didn't enter the religious systems and said, I'll give you whatever flavor you want, Baptist, Mormon, Jehovah's Witness, Catholic, Evangelical. I'm going to give you all these flavors.
And all the ones in between.
Scratch your itchy ears. But when the truth comes out, you see the real fruit of people, and they go, shut up, get out of our face. They don't love us. We love people. We're here to love people.
That's why we're here.
They don't love us. They would stomp us in the ground if they could get away with it legally.
Okay, I'm going to throw something at you. Okay, I don't know whatever you think of me is up to you. Like I said, I gave my life to Christ in 1978. I meet with a group of women who have breaking away from all this religiosity. You know, they've come from denominations, and I have Bible study with them. We're in the book of Revelations now, because I am teaching it. We are in the end times right now, so we're going through Revelations. We've been doing this for several years, and they've come to learn that I'll come very, very prepared. I study, I look up, I reference, I cross-reference the Bible. I come prepared, and I come with enthusiasm. I come with, oh my gosh, this was so eye-opening, you know? And I found out that they have learned that we don't have to do anything because she does it all.
Who does it all?
She's leading a Bible study in Revelation right now.
Oh.
And I
hope
that they're not even studying between.
If you're hungry for the scriptures, you're going to dig into the scriptures. And can I help you? The book of Revelation is an awesome book. But before we get into that and start studying and going after that in the end times, we need to have our foundation.
Well, like I said,
which would be our gospel.
Like 3 years.
Okay, so in 3 years, can I help you, ma'am? If they're truly born again from the inside and you are too, your whole entire life will change. You wouldn't be here. You'd maybe be standing outside like we are, calling people out of this flesh vessel. Romans 8 says you can't please God in the flesh. Read Ephesians 5, what the new instrument is. It's from our heart with the Holy Spirit through our lips to God. Not all this fleshly.
Okay, but let's get
and then
back
also,
to...
I want you to answer my question.
Though.
But you don't
you
even have... But
me,
ma'am,
though.
You don't have the fundamentals of a teaching of a godly, holy woman.
That's not
to be
what I asked.
The others. Well, what's your question?
I asked, what is your opinion of a group now coming unprepared?
Oh, unprepared? Well,
yeah.
The Bible tells us if they love the Word of God, they'll be seeking.
They took communion. Every third week, they do the act of communion, you know?
This ladies group?
Yes. Okay.
Well, what they need is, I got to be honest with you, what they would need is, the Bible says that men are to lead the body.
What was that?
Men are to lead the body.
Men are to be the leaders
men
of the body.
Men are to lead the body. Now, I understand there could be a place where there's no godly men.
There's no men
okay,
there.
But it doesn't mean that women rise up and take, like, authority roles over all of the women. Older women can teach younger women, but my point is, if we're vessels and we're obedient, we're transformed, our outsides should show our insides, and then all of our doctrine should go along with it. And in love, your outsides haven't been transformed if you've been a believer that long, man. This is the temple of the Holy Spirit. If you're not going to obey God in this, what else are you not obeying God?
It's like the fundamentals for a
very fundamental.
What are you seeing in me that you say that?
I already explained all that. We went through the scriptures on what a godly, holy woman is to do with herself. And then also, because we talked about the head covering, right? And adorning the temple of the Holy Spirit and how we're to cover it. Do you know in Genesis 3, God killed an animal and covered Adam and Eve? And that was like an archetype of Christ's shed blood for us. Clothing is a sin covering. We're to cover our sin. 1 Timothy 2 talks about a woman being shamefaced in her clothing and her dress and how she acts. And I love you, ma'am, but if you've truly been born again in 35 years, you have not been reading and obeying the scriptures. I'll just say it. How can these women follow teaching from a woman who hasn't got her fundamentals of how to dress her temple of the Holy Spirit every day? You know, a lot of people, and I'm not trying to shame you or anything. I'm trying to help you. I love you. A lot of people think baptism and the Lord's Supper, two great big ordinances. Do you realize you get baptized one time, but you dress your temple of the Holy Spirit every single day? Many more times than baptism. And I'm not downplaying one over the other, but it's like a fundamental type thing. We teach our children how to dress themselves. We should do that with ourselves. If we're truly loving and following the Lord, if you're hungering and thirsting after righteousness, you'll be in the scriptures and following them, not getting swept away in Revelation, which is good, but until we get all the foundation down, Revelation isn't going to mean a whole lot if we're not obeying all the scriptures, is it?
That's where this song came from. It's called
Family. Well, I guess I'm not born again then, huh?
I never said that.
Yes, you did.
Maybe.
Yes, you did.
Where did I say that? You said it. Remember when you walked up? You said it,
okay,
and I said,
but
I never
saying,
said
if
it.
If I'm not dressing that way, that, then I can't.
Can you
really
repent and change it? Doesn't mean you're not born again. Maybe you were ignorant. Maybe you were being a little lazy in your studies, and maybe you were skipping over it. Maybe your flesh got in the way. Maybe you were blinded. Maybe I just showed it to you. Now what will you do with it? Because God heard me share it with you. So if you're truly born again and you hunger and thirst for righteousness to serve a holy God as the daughter of the Most High, you're going to go look in the scriptures and see where you're not obeying Him, right? Or you're going to walk away in your flesh and stay in it. I don't want that for you. On the back of that card is a bunch of lies people are believing. Maybe you're not practicing a bunch of them, but they're on there. Test yourself through it. And our email is on there. I'd love to hear from you. We love you. I never said you're not born again, but you need some help, so I helped you. And I'm here to help you. You can email me.
All right, thank you.